Well, here it is, May 27th, and if I don't get this off soon, you guys aren't even going to get it before your year is out. We get out of school, I don't remember the date, it's not awful, but the 7th, I believe, is the last student's day, that's a Wednesday, and we have to go in the 8th, and that is our last day. And I'm going to stay around here for a little bit, and then I'm going to go home about the 14th. I'll go home, and I'm going to take 2 days to do it. I'm going to stop in Delaware right near Wilmington overnight. That's a place that lets pets be there, and Griselda and I are going to be going north. And, of course, I'm driving. I love your tapes. You know that. I've said that before. Ruth, it's always good to hear your voice, and I don't know, are you going to send me tapes next year? Then we'll have it. Maybe we can do it so that, for instance, if you send me a tape, Lee, you do about a third of it or something, and then send it to me, and I'll listen, and then I'll fill up another third and send it to Lee, and she can do some. Then it has to come back through me, though, or something, so that I get to hear what Lee had to say, and maybe we can do something like that, some kind of round robin. Put Selma on that. She's got a good head. She can figure out how the mailing should go. Let's see. Your last tape was made at Thelma's, and you were in there. You had just been to Household Goods and that whole bit. I remember that. Very frustrating in ways. They were very nice to me. But I don't know, it just was frustrating. By the time you get this, you probably will be either about to pack or have been packed. That's quite a day, too. Make no mistake. And I wish you best, of course. I'm guessing, that you're going to be going home and you'll be spending part of the summer at Tahoe, and I'll be thinking of you. I'm just going to stay home around a month, I guess. I'll be coming back in the teens in July. And I hope Mother will come back with me. But if she does or doesn't, my plans will be about the same. From here, then, I'd like to do a few of the things right north of me. A good distance, but in North Carolina still. There's the place for the Lost Colony, you know, near Roanoke. I think it's near Roanoke. Anyway, it's called Manteo. And there's a neat way to go up. I'd have to go up on I would go out on the Outer Banks. There's a road out there, and you have to take a ferry. I think it's a 3-hour ferry to get to that road, and then you go a little ways, and you have to have another ferry, and then you go on the road, of course, and to Cape Hatteras, and then on up to near Manteo, and then they have a sight sound production for the Lost Colony, which they say is very, very good. Anyone who's seen it says it's really excellent, which I would like to see. And then right near there is the Wright Brothers place where they did their thing. They really did it on just a little piece of land. It's very narrow little island, sort of. I had no idea. And then when you go past there a little ways, quite a little ways, you're at Norfolk, Virginia. And if Mother's with me, we would do that, and I'd take her to the Norfolk airport and put her on an airplane to go to Bradley Field, Connecticut, without stopping in New York. And if she's not with me, I'll just do it sometime when I have a little time. Probably take Griselda so I can stay overnight. And then I have friends from the Philippines who live in Norfolk, so that'll be nice. Also, you know, what's his name lives there? What is his name? Ray Jones. He hasn't written quite so much this year, but he still writes, and he came down here one time. Now, let's see. Lee, you spoke, of course, a couple times, and you were saying the Canadians were in 404. Jacques was in. I remember him. I do remember him, and thank you for remembering him to me. How is your eye now? That's too bad. That keeps giving you trouble. We have a teacher here who's been having trouble with an eye, and her pupil has become sort of diamond-shaped. And every now and then it hurts, as if, she said, it just feels as if it's full of sand and she can't open it, and it just runs. She has to stay in bed all day. She can't read, watch TV, couldn't come to school or anything. And causing her a great amount of worry, I know, and enough pain. And they don't know what it's from, and they try different things to relieve the symptoms. But, not too much success. I hope yours is more successful. And I wish you luck in summer school this summer, too, of course. And do send tapes next year. I certainly have enjoyed these, and we'll look forward to hearing from you when you're back in Bermuda. I would be interested, too, in Dr. Manderson, if he found you okay now and all. You mentioned, too, that you'd been at the sea chest. When and if I come to Bermuda, I certainly do want to stop there. That's one of the things I want to do, among others. A little bit of shopping I want to do, and of course, visiting with you guys. The Carl Island brunch sounded like fun, too. I enjoyed that when we went there. I enjoyed it very much. You and Ruth were talking about going to the governor's house. I hope it was a nice day for you. I think we all enjoyed that the year before, too. And Jane, when you spoke about all the boxes and everything, oh, man, what a pain. I hope you enjoy your year next year, too. Labrador, isn't it? And let's see now. Mary, Lorenz, I have not contacted Bill Hummel yet, but I will. And I have been saying that, I know. But I don't know, you just do somehow get busy. But I surely do like Camp Lejeune very much. I guess I'll repeat for you. I don't really remember what I've said, but that you've heard, I'm living in Tarawa Terrace, and I love my little house. It's on Cape Gloucester Circle. And my cat and I are very happy here. I just like Camp Lejeune very much. They've just kicked us out of the PX. The civilians are not allowed in the PX anymore. We still can go to the commissary and the O Club and the liquor store and everything, though. So that's okay. Elizabeth, I was surprised that you're retiring. I just can't really picture Bermuda without you there, and I often think of you when I think of Naples and things. You know, you just seem to be part of the program. I'm sure that you will miss it, but I'm also sure it will miss you. And do keep in touch. I certainly enjoyed our acquaintanceship very much, and I wish you luck on your packing, selling your car, and all that. I can't see the tape. Yeah, it is getting down there. So, I was interested in what you had to say about the career program. That, I guess, is becoming more and more of a thing to study in school. And frankly, I'm glad to see it. So many people get out of school and don't know what they're going to do, and they don't have any idea of what jobs people can do and what they have to know to do some of those jobs. So I'm glad, of course, in high school they need to do it, but I'm glad. I was trying to remember, I was in the middle of some sentence about the careers. Anyway, I know it said something about it starting in high school, of course, and now it's getting down the junior high, and I think the elementary school needs to do this kind of thing too. We've always, in the real low grades, done firemen, policemen and all that, but I think they need more about careers, and I'm pleased that, something's being done about it. One of the other teachers and I have been on a real reading kick. I plowed through. Plowed through sounds if I didn't like it. I did like it, and it kept my interest, but it didn't go fast. God is an Englishman, and its sequel theirs was the kingdom. I'm not quite finished with that, about 300 more pages of that. It's only 800 page book. And in the meantime, I've also read, and I never can get this name right, I think it's Captains and the Kings by Taylor Caldwell. That was 600 or 700 pages, but I did enjoy it. And Winds of War, that was 900 pages, but that is the best book I've read in a long time. And Thelma, I think you would enjoy that very much. In fact, anyone would enjoy it. It does keep your interest. It goes very fast. I did not read the 900-page version, however. I read the condensation. I spoke to Loretta the other day. Again, I was at her school giving a reading test, and she said, "Hello, Miss Duvall," on her way in. And I thought, who is that kid? And how does that kid know me? And she looked familiar, of course. And I thought, that dawned on me who it was. So on her way out, I said, "It was nice to see you again, Loretta. Do you miss Bermuda?" And she just beamed all over, you know. She had been remembered. So I was pleased that I had, you know, thought of it. That's really nice for Nancy. And Nancy, if you're there, I'm speaking to you. For going home by ship, if possible. Man, neato. That really would appeal to me. And it sounds like a nice trip. Not only is it on a ship, you know, but it'll be a fun trip, too. So all the best to you, too. And you'll be in Germany next year. And I envy you that. I'll be interested to know where you are. I spent, you know, 5 years in Wiesbaden and loved every single minute of it. I went back there last summer to visit my friends and enjoyed that, too. So it was really very special. Lee, you mentioned that Mary Frances hadn't been feeling too well. I hope she's feeling better now. I still get compliments on that cake I made, the carrot cake. But you know, the cake that gets the most compliments, and the one I've made most often, is your lemon cake. There is no question, but that is an outstanding cake. I just made one the other day for my English team and for some people in the office, and when I walked in with it covered, you know, they said, "Oh, I hope it's lemon," and I said, "Yes, that lemon cake," and everybody wants the recipe. They really, you know, hats off to you, real good. I've been keeping busy at school, but I like the work very much, and now I've finished my testing, and I'm going to wind up. We have 4 days next week, and of course, 3 or 4 days for teachers the next week, and then we'll have wound up the school year. Been keeping busy at home, too. Not necessarily cleaning. That I'm not too hot at, but I blow the dust around. But in the Philippines, I had started some lamps in ceramics, some of those ginger jar lamps, and I finished them at a ceramic shop here. And they are really, they're just what I want. They're lovely. Not just because I made them, but when I got them, I had sort of something in the back of my mind of how I wanted them to look, and they turned out to look that way. And I have them electrified with a light above them and a shade and all that. But I have a little nightlight inside so that when the nightlight is on, all the ginger jar work, you know, really shows. It's lots of fun. The first night it kept me awake half the night because I kept turning over and turning my lamp on to look at it. Right now we're having a bad weekend. We're going to not have nice weather. We had on and off rain for a week, and it hasn't been a lot of rain, you know, but no sunshine. And it's supposed to continue through this nice Memorial Day weekend. And it's caused by a storm, which you may be feeling the effects of it too. It's off the South Carolina coast. And they're calling it a cyclone because the winds are in a cyclonic direction. And we're getting wind. Doesn't feel like a hurricane or a cyclone or anything, but we're getting wind and the cloudy weather and cold. Boy, up in, like 300 miles north of us, they're having 70, 80 degree weather, and ours is in the 50s, And I had to get out my trunk again and do the whole thing. Get my winter clothes out. Not all of them, of course, but, you know, enough to wear for a week or so. It's been really cold. Heat on in the house. Poor Griselda, I put her electric bed away. She wasn't really too attached to it yet. She'd only used it twice because I just got it. And she's, you know, that's a pretty fancy cat with electric bed. Griselda's nose was a little out of joint last weekend. Some friends of mine had been invited about a year ago to go to a beach cottage on that weekend, and that was the weekend that their dog chose to have puppies. She had them on Friday, and Friday. She started at 5 o'clock in the morning. The last one was born at noon. Her husband stayed home with the dog, and Charlotte was at school. But she was just sick because they had to go away for the weekend, and they were going to put Lady in the veterinarians. And I said, I'll take her. Well, Griselda didn't like that too well. But I had Lady and her six puppies out on my back porch for the weekend. And it's quite an adventure having six puppies out there, especially when they were so young. The youngest one, when they arrived, was 6 hours old when they came to my house by arrived. Well, let me see. Of course, I miss you guys. You know that. And I hope that I will be able to see some of you next year. And I give my best in the teacher's lounge, you know, Mary Tucker, Mary Frances Brown, Jane Gillen, who has never written. I don't know if she's mad at me or if she just doesn't write much. And all the others, you know. And maybe I can get over there next fall, although I'm going to be saving my money because another teacher from here and I are planning, we're hoping, or anyway, we're planning to go to Russia next summer. And the tour that we want to take is 22 days, all the eastern capitals, and it costs over $1,000, so I'll be saving my pennies again. But I'm really eager to do that. I have never been to Russia, and I'm looking forward to that if it works out. For my trip north this summer, with Griselda in the car, I won't be able to have any windows down, so I invested in a air conditioner. And while the little foreign cars are less expensive than the American cars, their air conditioners are more expensive because, of course, they have to be imported. So that is really setting me back a little bit for the summer. And so I'm on a sort of a tight budget this summer. I've already told Mother that we're not going to be doing too much shopping. But I'll be thinking of all of you and wish you the best. Those of you who are leaving, you know I wish you the best. And in your new location, ones who are staying, I hope you have a grand summer.